We're reading in writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, page 516, item 106. You can ask questions in our website. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 106. And as the Aviyut of Bchina Dalet was revoked from the Masach de Guf by the breaking, that Aviyut was revoked in the mating Malchut of the Rosh in Abba Ve'ima too. This is so because Aviyut de Rosh and Aviyut de Guf are the same thing, except one is in potential
in the Rosh,
and the other is in practice
in the Guf.
Hence, the Zivug at the level of Keter stopped at the Rosh in Abba Ve'ima too,
because the vessels in the Guf shattered.
And the Kelim d'Achoraim, the Achat that completed the level of Keter, fell once more to the degree below it, meaning the Zat. This is called revoking the Achoraim of the level of Keter from Abba Ve'ima. It turns out that the whole level of Te'amim de Nikudim, Rosh and Guf, has departed.
We had a Rosh called Abba Ve'ima and a Guf that's called Zat. Rosh of Abba Ve'ima was in Katnut, then it reached Gadlut. It received the light of Chochmah from above and expanded from the Rosh to the Guf, because also Galgalta Anaim of Guf and then Achap of Guf. Galgalta Anaim of the Guf are above the Parsa, Achap of the Guf are below the Parsa. Because the light started passing from the above Parsa, from Galgalta Anaim of Zat to the Achap of Zat, the vessels started shattering. Meaning, they started wanting to receive in order to receive. So the light departed the Guf, one by one, according to the vessels wanting to receive. And the Rosh, which established those vessels, was annulled. It was in Katnut, then it activated its Gadlut, and according to Gadlut and the Rosh became Gadlut and the Guf. Now the Guf shattered, and the Achoraim of the Rosh was cancelled. Then, what happened was that after the shattering of the Partsuf of Nikudim, what we had before the shattering in Katnut, we had Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, and Galgalta and Naim, each one of them. Then, during the Gadlut, it was Gadlut and Keter, Gadlut and Abba Ve'ima, and Gadlut and Zon. The Zon shattered, Abba Ve'ima annulled from their role in Gadlut and returned to being Katnut, to Gilgalta Enai. That is what happened. Is that clear? Please ask. No questions. Yeah?
Achap de Keter and Achap de Abba Ve'ima both broke?
The Rosh can't shatter, it can only annul from its role. The only things that can shatter are vessels of Guf because they are desires. That's it. The Rosh is a thought. The thought, that thought is annulled.
And the Abba Ve'ima don't have Rosh and Guf, and also Galgalta Anaim and Achap?
Abba Ve'ima have Galgalta Anaim and Achap. All those belong to the Rosh. Abba Ve'ima are Rosh. More? Yeah.
What does it mean now that Abba Ve'ima, their Achap has been cancelled, and now again?
Achap of Abba Ve'ima are the vessels of reception of Abba Ve'ima, of the Rosh, where there's a plan how to pass the Ol Chochmah to the Guf. So that part in the Rosh that thought how to pass the light of Chochmah to the Guf was annulled from its role because the Guf shattered. And also the Rosh, now you need to correct it if you want to continue the Ol Chochmah to the Guf. So that part in the Rosh, you also have to correct? Because it already has a reshimot by causing the shattering.
So what now changes in Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima? Is there a change there?
Galgal Tanaim didn't change, they remained.
So what does it mean to correct the Rosh?
Correcting the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima is called to bring it to a state that it can receive the light of Chochmah and pass it to Zon. But for this, Zon need to be able to correct themselves to be able to receive all Chochmah from Abba Ve'ima.
And then when they will be able, they'll pass it in the same way. Abba Ve'ima will perform Zivug.
It won't be the same form, but yeah, they will. It's according to the work in the 6,000 years. Yes, Saba. Grandpa.
Rav. If the Achap of Abba Ve'ima were not cancelled, meaning they were shattered, but they were cancelled,
yeah.
What happens to Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon that are connected to them, to the Achap of Abba Ve'ima?
They were shattered. Also, the vessels of face and posterior were shattered of Zon because they are vessels. And because they caused the shattering. Also, Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon, they participated in the shattering.
I got it, thanks.
During the Gadlut, the vessels of Galgal Ta'anayim and the vessels of Achap unite as one, and then they shatter together. More? Yeah.
So the shattering was above the Pasa?
The shattering was also above the Pasa and below the Pasa, but your question is this. Where was the shattering revealed? It was revealed in vessels of Achab that start from Pasa and below.
However, the Galgalta and the Naim of Zon were shattered, as you said, because they are vessels, even though they're above the Pasa.
But it's the same ten sefirot, they add to it.
Yeah, it's clear, it's the same Patsuf.
That's why they were shattered too.
How can vessels which are in bestowal shatter?
Because they are connected to vessels of reception.
This part of the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon, after they were shattered, they become the source of the correction? That's what helps us to correct?
No, they're corrected before the Achab, that's right. But not that they aren't corrupted. They are. They connected to the Achab. They passed through them to Achab, the Ol Chochmah that shattered the vessels. They participated in this whole process. That's it. And during the Gadlut, the role of Galgal Ta'anayim and the role of Achab, it's the same role. To pass the light of Chochmah on to all the desires as much as possible, to fill them until Gmar Tikkun. More? Yeah.
Because there is integration, so it's as if the shattering drops everything like domino bricks?
Yeah, from the light to the heavy.
This domino reaches where? Above the table as well?
No, wait. The lights through Keter and through Abba Ve'ima reach Zon. Now the Zon, they don't start from Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima, but after the Achap of Abba Ve'ima, because it all goes into Gadlut. So you have 10 Sefirot of Keter, then 10 Sefirot of Abba Ve'ima, and then Zon 10 Sefirot. When the light of Chochmah through Keter and Abba Ve'ima come to Zon, the part of Zon, Galgal Ta'anayim, are above the Parsa. The Achap is below the Parsa. So the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon that are above the Parsa, they receive the lights in order to bestow. They have no problem with that. Even the light of Gmar Tikkun, like in the shattering of Olam HaNikudim. And these lights fill the Galgal Ta'anayim. But when these lights through Galgal Ta'anayim enter the Achap, that is below the Parsa, and below the parsa, the lights of chasadim can't appear there, which correct the vessels, and b'chinat dalet is in control there completely, so the vessels start shattering. When they start shattering, there's no bit in spirituality. What shatters in the achap also shatters in Gilgal Te'anayim, because they're connected to ten sefirot. And in ten sefirot, everything is mixed up. Keter with this, Malchut with that, Chochmah with the other, everything's completely mixed. It's like a matrix in all directions. That's why the vessels of panim, of zon, which are above the parsa, meaning Galgal Te'anayim, they also shatter with the achap of zon. And then zon entirely shatters, Galgal Te'anayim and achap, and the achoraim of abaveima cancel, because they caused the shattering. And Galgal Te'anayim return to katnut with the reshimot that caused the shattering. Yeah?
If I can complete this. So this domino rises to Abba Ve'ima, and then they cancel, and how does Keter?
Wait, this domino, I don't get it.
The shattering.
The shattering of Zon is complete.
Yes. So it goes up until Abba Ve'ima are cancelled. There. That's where the shattering stops, or it continues, it breaks everything.
There can be a shattering in Abba Ve'ima because it's Rosh. In the Rosh, there's an annulment of the Kavanah, of the plan, that the Rosh wanted to cause Gmar Tikkun. So now, the plan was cancelled.
And the place of Keter above Abba Ve'ima is not affected by the shattering?
Keter isn't affected at all. Keter is entirely from below upward. Okay.
So what's left to correct is from Abba Ve'ima and below.
We need to correct Zon. When Zon are corrected, so Abba Ve'ima will be able to return to their role. The problem in Abba Ve'ima that they didn't feel, do you hear me? Including Chanuch. The problem in Abba Ve'ima is that they didn't feel that Zon were going to shatter. According to the information they had, Zon were ready to reach adhesion, Dvekut, also in Gadlut, to receive the entire light of Chochmah, of Gmar Tikkun, in order to bestow. Meaning, Abba Ve'ima made a mistake. By that mistake, they caused the shattering. That's why we only have to correct them by adding this mechanism to them, which will recognize the Zon, whether the Zon are really prepared to receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow the correction. And that is what we already do as a result of the shattering. Meaning, what the Creator created to begin with was, He created everything except for our attitude for receiving the light of Gmar Tikkun, that we will know in which way we can receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow in every little detail. That's our work. And to receive it in every detail means to work with a stony heart, working with faith above reason, exactly what we are coming close to do. Well, that's it.
I don't know, maybe it's not the right question, but my impression is that we're talking about the entire Malchut, the Ein Sof, that has to be corrected.
Yeah.
Now, the heart of stone appears, it's showing that all the Malchut Ein Sof, all the corrections we did until the shattering are worthless. That's what we talked about 2 days ago. Now, this shattering showed that everything we did until now was worth nothing, because there is no a little bit in spirituality.
Well, okay, but it helps us reveal what we're lacking. There's no action that is not for... It's not for nothing.
Now the shattering, it's as if when it shatters, it's something very specific, at least in the diagram. I see it as a diagram. A very specific place broke. What about all the patsuf of Gilgalta, all the desires of Malchut Ein Sof? Aren't they affected from the shattering?
No, I'll tell you. Because all the previous Paltzufim, the Bchinat Dalet wasn't revealed there yet. That's why there was nothing to shatter there. There, it's desires that are more pure in Bchinat Dalet. Bchinat Dalet was revealed only in Olam HaNikudim and Gadlut. Yeah?
But now that it's revealed, isn't it affected?
No.
Why?
Because there they received under their conditions in order to bestow, and it was correct. There wasn't a Bchinat Dalet there. They didn't receive in order to bestow in Bchinat Dalet in Galgalta, in Bchinat Dalet of Ein Sof. Only here, for the first time, the Bchinat Dalet was revealed. That's why they're called Malachim, the kings. That the true Malchut was revealed, wanted to receive in order to bestow, and didn't succeed. What? Give it to Meron there.
No, I don't understand. What does it mean? It wasn't there previously, now it's revealed. It's a full system. It's whole.
What do you mean? We're adults, but we have babies and crazy people and normal people, and it's all one system. In Gilgalta, Bchinat Dalet wasn't revealed the way it was revealed in Olam HaNikudim. In Olam HaNikudim, the stony heart was revealed, and not in Gilgalta. In Gilgalta, they didn't want to receive anything. Gilgalta, Bchinat Dalet, didn't participate. How do I say it? Didn't realize the Bchinat Dalet. And Gilgalta Bchinat Dalet didn't receive in order to bestow. What was below the Tabur? Tzimtzum. Don't want to receive until Tabur. Yes, below Tabur, no. You see? That's why the vessels of reception weren't completely revealed. They didn't want it. They saw that up to the Tabur we can receive in order to bestow, and below, no. When this Bchinat Dalet started revealing what's in the Sof of Gilgalta, it started being revealed in Olam HaNikudim. There they thought that yes, because we received all the light of Chassadim, so we can receive all the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow. What was in Olam HaNikudim? That the Or of Chassadim came before Chokhmah. So why shouldn't I receive in order to bestow? You tell me. Why not? From the Dalet Bchinot of direct light, from all those discernments, everything is correct and telling me that I can receive in order to bestow. It wasn't a mistake. That's called that it came indirectly. It's the Creator organized it in such a way that to begin with you couldn't recognize that He put a flaw in there, that He tricked us.
Yeah, that was my next question. How is it possible that in this system, the system doesn't know it's going to make a mistake? Now, I understand it's built in. It was obligated.
Of course, from the beginning of creation, this thing was already planned. Of course. It's a must. This is what Jacob wanted to reveal to the sons, that you'll have a first temple, it'll be shattered, and then the second temple, and only the third temple, after a lot of wars and trouble, you'll be able to put it together. But in a corrected way. That's why in Olam HaNikudim we see that you had the Malchei Dachgat, Malchei Tanhim. It's the two temples that were shattered, two Paltzufim. Afterwards came the corrections. These corrections also are revealed as the exile, and after the exile is the redemption. That we will still scrutinize what belongs, what is redemption in our days, as much as it's also a process. Saba, what do you want today, Grandpa?
I'm asking before all the time I haven't been here.
Who's guilty about that? Why should I give you such privileges?
I want to ask about the chap of Aliyah, of the ascent. When in Galgalta and Anaim, it's tight with to the chap of the upper. And together, they make seemingly 10 sefirot. That makes a partsuf together? Because we know that when the partsuf is broken, it's broken entirely.
Yeah, there's no bit.
So is it possible that this partsuf that's made between Galgalta and Anaim and Zon and the Chapa Vabaveima isn't really a partsuf?
No, that works in the Russian order to put Abaveima Panim and Panim, face to face. When you're not here, you study with us?
Yes, every day I see these lessons, every day.
Okay, that's why you only have a lot of questions.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Why until the Nikudim of Gadlut there wasn't Prina Daled, it didn't appear?
It wasn't the same Prina Daled as it was in Nahi de Galgalta or Olama Nikudim. Because Prina Daled, how should I explain this? Prina Daled is from below upward, upward below. It's it's a process. Let's put it this way. Bchina Daled wasn't revealed yet. That is in the end of the Batsuf as the stony heart. That's only after they realized the Galgalta Absag, Nekudot Desag, only after Nekudot Desag revealed in the light of Chasadim all the Nehidak, then in Nehidak, Bchina Daled awakened the true one, which is was revealed in Olam HaNikudim for the first time. Because it's the same Patsuf that constantly performs all kinds of actions. So after a certain number of actions, it's truly revealed what's inside it. Yes, David.
Is it the same Patsuf, or as we learned?
It's all the same Patsuf. It's all 10 Sefirot. If you look at all of creation as 10 Sefirot, so it'll be more clear to you what goes on.
On the other hand, in order to understand this, the shattering may be something I heard once, that it's a clothing of certain Patsufim over the Patsuf of Galgalta.
Okay, but it's the same Galgalta that performs. It's only external. We can't draw the actions in Galgalta. So we draw it external from it. But it's Galgalta doing it. Or Malchut of Ein Sof, that's even more correct to say.
But this clothing, we can say that one of these dresses is broken. The internal is not broken, but one of the external garments is broken.
I'd say that it's the most internal Patsuf because it was used for the first time in the true Prina Dalet. It turns out this, that after Ab and Sag come, the both Ab and Sag give the entire system the ability to correct the true internal will to receive. That's why it's what they do. In Gadlut of Olam HaNikudim, Abba Ve'ima perform a Zivug Da'aka between them and want to correct the entire will to receive, that is, at the end of all of creation.
And
before that, such an ability wasn't revealed.
This means the entire will to receive. Over which part of this will to receive did the previous Patsufim work?
On the will to receive lesson that Galgalta worked on Shorosh, Abon Aleph, Sagon Bet. You see, just here, they truly reached Dalet.
So when there is this feeling of the desires in the Aviyut, Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, you don't have the feeling of the shattering. But when there is a desire in the degree of Dalet, then there is the feeling of the shattering.
Yeah. We'll go deeper in this. This works out gradually. It's also not simple. There isn't such a way to express these things. I'm constantly thinking what we'll learn in the evening. Maybe part 6, maybe part 4. I don't know exactly. We supposedly finished the Tikkunei Zohar yesterday. For good. What do you think? What part should we study? Part 4? Hands? Only Senka. Okay. Part 6? Nobody. 2.
We don't remember what it is. Part 4, part 6. We don't remember. You're asking part 4, but nobody knows what it means.
Okay, we'll think. What parts do you think we should... What should we start from?
Chet? Chet is a beser.
8? 8, okay, but won't we be missing out on at least part 6? Part 8 is already... It starts from... Abba Veima and Zon is a bull. It's good, but... Let's see. Part 8 is... Who can come in the evening to study part 8? And if we study 4? Okay, so I don't know. What? We listen. Oh, you listen.
Bet?
2? Part 2 is very complicated. Don't think it's because it's in the beginning, so. Part 1, 2, and 3 in Tess, and 4. They're very complex. It's not simple. Part 2 is Igulim and Yoshel, the circles and lines. It's things that are only in the end we reach kind of... only in the end we understand what is written there. Okay, so... Well, study. I think, well, part 8, yeah, that's a good one. It's the beginning of our work. When we learn the connection between Abba Veima and Zon, how we're connected to the upper one. Okay. So, part 8, bring it in the evening. Part 8. Who? No, I don't want to give it to him. Akoka, yes. For him, it's a nerve already. I wanted to ask, you told Shai that the shattering in Zon is because Abba Veima didn't feel it. How could it be that the upper one doesn't feel what's going on in the lower one?
That's the thing, that in the Rosh of Abba Veima, there wasn't the knowledge, the notion, that there is a part in the goof, in the desires, that is not covered with intention in order to bestow, with a screen. That now they're giving the force to the goof, and this force will not cover all the desires that are about to be revealed in the goof. Yes? That's called... came to him partially, or there are parts that talk about that the Rosh didn't know that there's an alien control in the goof. I think this happens too for us. Niv,
Yes.
What yes?
What?
What yes? What? I'll tell you what. Sometimes you decide. Ask David. He also understands. Sometimes you decide to do something good, nice, and you decide in the morning that you're, for the whole day, you're going to be a really saint, you'll be nice, you'll be smart. And after 10 minutes, I'm not even saying a few hours, 10 minutes later, you catch yourself, oh, you don't even remember that you had this desire and decision. What was I crazy? What's going on with me? Right? Right. Why? Because during the action, such discernments are revealed that you couldn't take them into account when you had the intention. That's why intention is one thing and action is something else. That's what always happens with us. That's why the correction of the shattering is what? What is the correction of the shattering? Is when we already know in advance, we know all the details that may appear during the action, and then we correct our intention so it won't be corrupted and will accompany us from beginning to end. Why are you shrugging your shoulders? Isn't that reasonable, what I'm saying? How can I, when I decide I'm going to be righteous the whole day long, how can I truly be righteous? Only under the condition that in my head, in the beginning of the day, when I decide I need all the true discernments and I'm making my account over them. Then what I have in my rosh, in my head, spreads in the goof. But if I don't have all the data, who knows what's going to happen to me? Okay? Is this correct or not?
Yes.
Okay, so what am I missing? All I'm missing is to know that what I truly have in my head now, what I'm programming, will appear in the goof. And nothing will surprise me. How can I do that? Without the shattering, I cannot. I must have the shattering. I must. That's why there is no righteous person in this land that never sinned. I have to receive all the broken reshimot, to know them, to feel them, and to be integrated with them, with each and every action. Correct, true action, I should first fail to see it, to feel it, what this iniquity is, this felony, this mistake, this sin, and then I can correct it. And no other way. No potsuf can be built in a different way.
So what does it mean that in advance I know all the reshimot that will awaken?
If you have it in the rosh, everything will be okay. That's why you must have a shattering. After the shattering, you have a process where all these desires, all these reshimot, how do I call it? They're not sorted out. They're mixed, mingled. And then out of all this mixture, you start by the light that reforms to sort out. Like in, there's a process as if you're shuffling or mixing fluids, and then you have to give them some time to sink down, and then you can see the layers from the lightest to the heaviest, the most heavy, the bottom. So you have five layers, and then you start discerning or sorting out. This is a very big process. And this should be in the rosh, everything. And then it's realized in the guf. Why did the Creator do it? That it's through this shattering and through such actions. He did it in advance. Everything is... It's all... a preparation for correction. That's why what we're doing now is not a correction. It's the preparation for the corrections. what they went through in Egypt, building the first temple, the second one, the exile, until our time, until this time, it's only preparation. Preparation. As if it has nothing to do with the Creator Being. It goes through the Creator Being in a inevitable way. It's a must. And from now on, how does he write? We're the remnants, the relics. Only we are the relics, what's left. And here we perform the corrections, not before.
So these layers will be cleared up?
With respect to whom?
Towards us.
It depends on your decisions. You can say if they're clarified or not. How will it happen on its own? You have to scrutinize it. It's our work. That's the work, to show to the whole world what Yeshakel means.
So today, when I want to perform an action with an intention, that it will be one that has validity. So, how can I do it? Now, how can I do an action that will sustain me throughout the day?
With the society. That's called mutual guarantee, arvut. In arvut, you hold yourself, sustain yourself, with the God's help, of course. He's it incorporates everything. Don't think the society in itself. 10 is not a closed deal. If you want to close this, you have to have the Creator inside. Then it's corrected. It's organized.
And where's the action here that takes into consideration other Rishimot that have awakened throughout the day?
If you hold between yourselves, in arvut, with the Creator, which sustains the arvut, because who are you? So you, theoretically, can never make a mistake. Because that's it. Carrying out what you must by the shattering.
But are we, with our intention, can we already scrutinize and know in advance, like you said, in order to not make a mistake? Can we know all the shattered Rishimot that will be revealed throughout the day?
With faith above reason, of course, of course. Because you're walking in faith above reason. And then you cannot make mistakes. It's impossible. Because all your strength is in faith. And the more you can add the vessels of reception to it, well, that depends on the society, which is entirely in arvut.
So, can I, in advance, see, pay attention to these Rishimot?
Even if you don't see these Rishimot, your question is correct. How should I know that? What will I stumble upon? So, you take such vessels, the process is such that you cannot fall. Because you take it in faith above reason. Today we also learned a bit. And I saw that we need some more things before that.
What's in faith above reason that promises me that I'll get all these shattered Rishimot correctly?
These are vessels of the Creator. It's not my own vessels. When I incorporate in the upper. When I incorporate in the upper, I have no problem. Just to always stay incorporated in Him, and then I will not make mistakes, because He's the one who sorts out. Where is it written that the Creator is the one who sorts out or scrutinizes?
And then when awakens throughout the day some shattered desire, I discover that I've disconnected from the connection with Him.
That's a problem. You have to start again. Where is it written? You have to start again. These things are one by one. Appear.
So what does it mean that I don't make a mistake?
know that even if you do make a mistake, your mistake is for the sake of correction, because your mistakes are not mistakes. It's revelation of the shattering that is already there.
So what is the discernment here that, like, if every friend promises himself in the morning lesson that throughout the day he'll be in dvikut and a tendency to the Creator, and
what's missing is the one who includes it all. If you hold on to the Creator, it will happen. Alone, it will certainly not happen. Who gives you the validity for the arvut? Yes.
And how can you add him in?
That's the effort. When you ask, you're asking not to separate. When you pray that each will help his friend, everything possible. But if truly every day you hold on to it more and more, you see how much we're becoming every day capable of being in connection. And that too is not because of us. It's because we awaken the Creator. Everything is with respect to Him. Everything depends on how much we draw Him to the connection between us. We force Him, my sons have defeated me, to correct the connection between us.
How not to fall, to try and hold on to Him without the ten, without the connection.
This too is by guarding each other, what we have between us, all of us, what lies between all of us. Yes? Yes, Shai.
The moment we connected the shattering from test to our life and gave an example that it's like waking up in the morning or throughout the day and you say, I'll do this and this, and within 10 minutes you see you forgot about it. It explodes inside because it feels that the whole life is one big shattering.
Yes.
A lot of small shatterings that accumulate to bigger ones, and that's our life.
But these are not shatterings, it's the revelations of the shattering. When you reveal the shattering that was already done before.
Yusuf said a few minutes ago that theoretically we can calculate it correctly and not shatter, but you can't. Practically, you can't not shatter. No matter what, I'll decide.
You cannot not shatter, not to reveal the shattering. We're not doing anything. All we're doing is revealing the broken vessels that are prepared for us.
So why is the shattering unpleasant? It should point to an advancement.
It depends on the preparation. Depends on your preparation, nothing more. What do you mean? If I feel that I'm ill, God forbid, but I don't know why, and I feel bad, and when will it be over, and what's going on, and no one can tell me, and suddenly some expert comes and shows me and tells me exactly, won't I be happy about it? I'll pay him a lot for this bad message he just gave me. I'm willing to give him everything, because then, as a result of it, I have an opportunity to correct.
Can we say that the life of a Kabbalist become happy the moment, or because he sees the corrections through the shatterings?
It doesn't matter if it's shatterings or corrections. He's happy because he's in the process that he's going with the Creator. And more takes part of it, realized. But certainly he has energy, he has joy, even though all these doubts and confusions, even more and more.
When Rabash used to tell you, when he pointed at his body and told him to suffer,
yes,
so he's still connected. Also, Rabash felt the suffering.
Of course, yes.
So what, he suffered or was he happy?
It's hard to say. What does it mean he suffered or was happy? Our whole feeling is suffering. Even the most pleasant feeling. If you ask physicians, they'll tell you, for the body, there is no difference if it feels good or bad. All the nerves, all the systems, it's the same impression, seemingly. There, it's serotonin is excluded. Well, for a Kabbalist who's connected to the goal, all the actions that he goes through are blessed. He blesses everything, bad as well as the good. Reach it fast and you'll be good.
Ken.
Revelation of evil depends on revealing the perfection. The shattering is a function of the revealing the perfection.
Of course, one according to the other.
So the more we find more perfection, we'll find more shatterings.
We'll be able to reveal more shattering.
So the degree of Shimon from the market is the highest shattering.
Yes, may we attain that. How should I know? In my eyes, Shimon from the market, well, okay, he has his own stand, he has a good life. Right, Niv? Is there anyone who doesn't want that? This way. For him, this limitation, this is a problem. Yeah?
Rega.
Hold on.
Canada.
Canada.
Раф, по поводу восьмой части ТЭС. Это старая проблема.
About part 8 in TES. It's a problem that the text exists only in Hebrew and not any other language.
Зубая.
That is a problем. We have to take our friends into account. You're talking about the text.
Ken.
Yes.
Afilo berusit lo kayam?
You don't have it even in Russian?
No, only in Hebrew.
Okay, so I don't know what to... Moshe, what do you recommend? What should we learn in the evenings?
Bala Sulam. The articles.
It's always good. But we wanted to connect to... Truth is, not so many people come in the evening, and I don't know how many here. Maybe we should start the letters of Bala Sulam. Because the material, there is so much. It's an ocean. Because you can always repeat. Well, what do you recommend? The introduction to the commentary by the Sulam won't be understood so well. Yes, Gil.
I think like we read Tikkun HaZohar and the Zohar itself, there still is a verbal translation to the language, and it's parts we read for drawing the light, not in order to be Jerusalem Kabbalist wise guys. I think there is a place to study part 8 and everything we studied about the Zohar, and it gives a lot of forces, and that's what makes us unique than all other teachers. If a part of the lesson goes to this, I think it's a good thing.
a part of the lesson? I agree. Let's do half an hour as it was with the Rabash. In the evening, half an hour it was for Zohar, so we'll continue. We're in the introduction to the book of Zohar, so we're gonna do that. Okay. I don't know what to do. We'll decide. What's with you?
A lot of people asked to maybe study the writings of Rabash, a full article. Just as we started going over Bala Sulam articles, to go over Rabash articles.
The articles by Rabash are very long, and I don't think that in the evening, with such a number of people, we can hold on to them. People fall asleep very quickly. I myself fall asleep. I feel how much it's... Suddenly I'm in such states. I don't think it's suitable. We have to have something which is short, practical, sharp, and really grabs a person. What, Gadi?
Have I checked part 8? It is translated to Russian.
You see, that's Canada. Well, part 8 is translated, but only to Russian. What about English? Spanish? You don't know. What? Moscow.
Это великолепное предложение, чтобы изучать письма Бааль Сулама вечером.
It's a great idea to read Бааль Сулам letters in the evenings, because many don't even exist in the archive. And what Gadi said, that part 8 exists. There are a lot of materials translated into Russian, but let's say when friends from Canada can't take it because it doesn't exist in the archive. So from here is the complexity. But the letters of Bala Sulam is a great idea.
What do you mean? It's not... materials are translated but are not in the archive. Who can explain this to me? Is there such a thing?
Алло,
Москва. Москва.
Да, такое может быть.
Yes, there could be such a thing. There are a lot of materials. Let's say the letters of Бааль Сулам. They're all translated into Russian, but in the archive, there isn't even one Бааль Сулам letter in our new archive. Same thing about the articles. Anyway, a lot of materials exist in Russian, translated, but in the archive, they're not there yet.
Is this correct or not, what he's saying?
We'll check, but if I understand, there isn't an approved version. That's why they're not there yet.
I don't understand. What do you mean, approved or not approved? Censorship or not? I want to stop all these things. I stumble upon this in each and everything. There is a mechanism. 1,000 people work, then it doesn't go through this short or narrow mechanism, so it won't go, we won't use it. It's impossible. So why? Why do we translate? Why do we do all these actions? What for? If then it stops somewhere and you throw it to the garbage. I don't understand this. Okay, we'll start this evening to learn. The letters of Bala Sulam are not simple. We'll start with the letters, but it's not... I don't know. You have to put pressure on Bnei Baruch, you, everyone, wherever you are in the world, to organize all the material so it will be accessible and correct for each and everyone.
New York.
I wanted to say, first of all, if we could study tests during the morning lesson, because in the evening it's very inconvenient here in North and South America. I think it's very important material. It's our way to connect to the light. I don't know why we stopped studying tests and lessons in general.
So I'll answer. Right now, at the moment, we're advancing in a process where we cannot stop it. Maybe in a week, or maybe even less, or more, we'll fill ourselves with studying this process we have to go through. And then when we keep on realizing it, we'll clear some time in the morning as well to study some other things. Yes, at the moment we must use these 2 hours in the morning in order to update ourselves correctly to the center of the group.
And about the translations, it's many years, I think, since I'm in BB. I hear the same thing about English. There's only one translator, Chaim Ratz. He has a lot of priorities, and we can't do anything. Today, we're at a period, you don't have to put out a book. You can put out one version that isn't great, and then keep updating it. But to use the forces of the translators, we have a lot of them that translate, just to make a version that friends can be in the lesson, at least that, because you have only one translator. And maybe in between, try and train other people to do it. But it can be that all the English speakers don't have all the materials.
That's correct. You're correct. Yes. There is the matter of writing, and there's a matter of translating. I don't think Chaim Ratz should deal with the translations. Writing is something else. That's it. There's an understanding between me and him. And this is how we converse, we talk, he accepts these things, and he composes articles. But translation is something other people can do. And the truth is, yeah, start organizing it. And also the matter of the check after the translation, and the matter of censorship, all these things. We have to organize these things. There's an ocean of material that stops somewhere, and then nobody knows where it is. Whatever you tell me, I hear many complaints about it not being in the archive, and I don't know what to do. I don't go to the archive. I don't need this material, so I can't discover this on my own. However, you can turn to the management and demand that this will be organized.
Ken.
Yes.
Can I say something about Europe?
Yes.
After the Congress, a very positive process started every Thursday. The European Forum meet, which are representatives from all the tens in Europe, and they discuss social matters. Today, they will discuss a topic that you recommended, the importance of the morning lesson, and maybe they can show the slide. We really recommend that all the friends in Europe show up. Here, and Damir has a question about it. If he could ask it.
Go ahead. Where is he? Yes? Can you hear him?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
No? Okay, since the Congress, since we started doing this European Forum, what we see is that a steady rise of presence in the morning lesson in all of the tens and all of the groups in Europe is beginning to show. So we want to increase it even more. So we ask you, how do we help each other in the ten to build a proper preparation a day before, so that we come to the morning lesson like burning to participate, awake, alert, asking questions. So how do we do it in the best way?
That's work. First of all, each one has to do it. Each one has to do it to the others. It's work on shame of each one towards the other. It's a matter of habit. When you wake up without a clock or anything, the body gets used to it. And later, during the rest of the hours of the day, we increase the importance of the morning lesson. We also, we don't look at it as a lesson. It's the time for the group to connect and draw the light that reforms. And we receive it, this light. And by this light, we are sanctified. That's a lesson. It's not about passing knowledge. And then, it's a bit differently. If I have a choice, I have to be with everyone during the lesson. If I don't have a choice, it's a different time. But everything depends on how much I decide that I'm with others or not. If the Creator sets some conditions for me that I cannot be with them, well, then He'll organize this impression of the lesson in other times, in other hours. But we have to understand that a lesson, it's not a lesson. It's not a university. I went there, I studied, I left. It's a time for us to be together, even though we're not so connected and we're not talking about it. We have this tendency towards this special state, a special goal. And this is what it draws us. And together, when we activate this desire, accordingly we get the response. So I'm very happy that you have now the work in increasing the importance of the morning lesson, as we can call it. Okay, thank you, Demir. And, well, we'll conclude, but, oh, USA Midwest, yes. Well, Zohar.
First of all, about what Leo said, I think we really miss Tess in the morning lesson. Even if it's a half an hour, it has to be there. And in the evening lesson, I'm there every day, and you see that reality shows you most people aren't in the morning lesson, in the evening lesson. So it's a shame we miss it.
We basically, well, we'll do it this way. From starting with tomorrow, we're ending with a preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we'll continue with this.
I wanted to ask, the process we're going through now, I feel it on myself and in my ten and in the questions. This, you described it today that we're like crazy people that don't understand. I'm asking about the frustration and the confusion. Is it because we're trying to understand something in a vessel of reception that you can only understand the vessel of bestowal?
Yes. Yes.
And now it's like it's felt, this lack of ability to do it. Like before, with your brain, you could kind of do it in theory, and it kind of filled you. And now you know that you need this vessel, and you feel that it's just confusing.
What the brains won't do, or the mind doesn't do, time will. That's it.
So we'll read an announcement for the end. Evening lesson, you are all welcome to watch the evening lesson live today with Rav Leitman. Good day, all the TV viewers. A Course to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah College is happy to invite you to introductory lessons to the Course of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The meetings will take place in November throughout Israel. Admission is 30 shekel. You must sign up in advance. Details on our toll-free number or our website. Good day, everybody. And we'll sing a song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite
igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.